Welcome to the South Cars Conference number 96140. Connection established.
And we're back. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the TNT Open Forum, home of the Waveguides podcast. This Open Forum is sponsored by South Cars, of course, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. Information regarding our great organization can be found at www.voip.southcars.com. The SCAR server is made possible by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Mike, KB8ZGL, and we greatly thank Michael for the use of this server. He permits us to gather here on a daily basis and chat and get to know each other. So thanks, Mike. We appreciate your technology. Prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. Please come now. And that would help if I unmuted the mic. My name is Pete, Victor Echo 2 X-ray Papa Lima. I'm located in Montreal, Canada, and I'll be your net control and host for this evening. Montreal, wet, rainy Montreal with a temperature of plus 2 degrees Celsius. Yeah, we've broken the zero threshold, 34 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's rain, and more rain, and a mix of rain and snow through Sunday. So it'll be a good couple of days to play radio. Always good when there's weather, although I like to get outside in the rain and the snow and play outside as much as we can, get the kids out there too. So before we start, I guess we've already started. Prior to continuing, I'd like to ask if there's anyone celebrating a birthday this week. Come on, jump right to the front of the line.
KD0BJT.
Well, welcome aboard, Rich, KD0BJT. I was wondering if you were going to sign in now or wait, and so I'm glad you did. Come on aboard.
Oh, well, sorry, Pete. I just walked in the room, and Bray said you were calling for birthdays. I had a birthday yesterday.
Well, there you go. Happy birthday, Rich, on March 9th. Very good. We're happy to have you aboard tonight. And there you go. You get to be the first transmitter tonight, and which would have happened anyways, but that's okay. You got to do it right away. So very good. Happy birthday from myself and from the South Cars community. So let me make a few quick announcements. We'll make this really short. All of our announcements can be found at www.voip.southcars.com on the breaking news page. There was just way too much to read, so I'll let you guys do a little bit of work and go search it out yourself. I will tell you, however, that we are recording presently this transmission, and we will provide the podcast there shortly. So we do record every week for podcasts, the Waveguides podcast, available via a link on the voip.southcars.com website or directly on waveguides.ca. And with that, we need your input for suggestions and topics of discussion on this open forum. Any and all topics of interest will be considered, so please send us your input. Also, send us your feedback, your love mail, your hate mail. We'll take it all. And if you have a skill or topic of interest that you want to share with us, we also invite you to be a host or a co-host of the TNT Open Forum. We could use the talent, believe me. Please contact us at voip@southcars.com. That doesn't mean that we don't already have talent, but we could always use more. VOIP@southcars.com if you want to contact us. If you're listening to the podcast, it's info@waveguides.ca, although you can write to either or, and we'll get the message anyways. So a couple of quick reminders. I don't really check the text box too much because of where my computer is sitting, which is pretty much at the 95 degrees in my field of vision, so I kind of glance over once in a while. But if you want to get my attention, it works a whole lot better if you just give me a shout-out during one of the pauses. I will leave 3 or 4 second pauses between transmissions for anybody who wants to jump in or in case there's an emergency, of course. If there is an emergency transmission, it will take priority, and the net will be placed on hold until the emergency is over. So let me reset the systems, and we'll begin. And there you go. And we're back. I'd like to say hello to my co-hosts, Tony and I'm not sure if I saw Mike jump in there before, but hello to you guys. Happy to have you guys aboard. Please jump in there anytime you want, and let's get started.
Low WSWR is a podcast about amateur radio. My dad, Rich, KD0BJT, and I, Brady, KD0BJS, will cover a variety of ham radio-related topics and talk about our adventures in radio.
And there you go. That's the introduction to the Low SWR podcast, the podcast that I've been listening to pretty much since its inception. I think it was in, can't remember the month, August or September of 2009. Of course, our guests will clarify that. But we have the hosts of said podcast, the father and son team, Rich, KD0BJT, and Brady, KD0BJS, who run this podcast, roughly twice a month or whenever possible. And I'd like to welcome both you guys and also mention that Rich and Brady are also two of our newest South Cars members with memberships E1369. I guess that's E1339 and E1340. I might be a typo in there, but don't worry about that. So welcome, Rich and Brady. Over to you.
Oh, hi, Pete. you got us laughing there with our with our Morse code there. I think Brady recorded that off of the radio with the...
Yeah, I turned the break off so that I wasn't actually transmitting, and then I just recorded it in. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of fly by the seat of our pants. But anyway, you had us laughing with the intro. Yeah, this is Rich, KD0BJT.
And Brady, KD0BJS.
Well, very good. Well, welcome. Welcome to the Wave Gods podcast and the TNT Open Forum. We're very excited to have you guys. This is actually the, we've done interviews on the TNT before, but this is the first time we've interviewed a host from another podcast. So we're very, very excited, and we're happy to have you guys aboard. So on, we hope that the audience will write down their questions have them all ready for you guys. All right, let's get started. Well, the Low SWR podcast can be found at lowswr.com, www.lowswr.com. And why don't you guys tell us basically how you started the podcast and why, and what got you started in podcasting? How did this whole adventure start? Over to you guys.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Yeah. Well... Boy, how does one decide to start that? I don't really know what the motivation was, other than it sounded like fun. And I think the way a lot of them start is you start listening to podcasts, and that's what I had done. And I when I discovered them, I guess is how I'll say it. I didn't really know what they were, even that they existed. I think I started listening in the summer of what did you say we started in 2009? So in the summer of 2009, I discovered podcasting, and I was listening to some amateur radio podcasts like the Practical Amateur Radio Podcast, and Solder Smoke, I think, was around, and I think Resonant Frequency was around, and Linux in the Ham Shack. Those are some other amateur radio-related podcasts. And I thought, well, gosh, this sounds like a lot of fun. And I was, of course, was listening to a lot of others as well. I don't know. Some other really good ones out there. One that I found recently is called The History According to Bob. And he actually just today talked about the March to Montreal when the British, got the French to back off a little bit, I guess. This was pre... Oh, I don't know. It was in the 1700s, I think. But anyway, History According to Bob, it's really good. I was just listening, and I thought, well, this looks like something like fun that we could have a lot of fun with, and I think that's how it started. I don't know. Do you remember me asking you?
Well, no. You just started listening to podcasts, I think, and I don't know. We kind of thought it would be cool if we did a ham radio podcast, and so I guess we just, I don't know, we figured out a name for it, and... I don't know, we started recording, and it turned out to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely was a lot of fun. I think everyone who's a ham has something to offer, and I thought, well, you know, we'll give it our shot there. And so far, you know, we probably haven't produced as many as we'd like to, but we've certainly had a lot of fun doing it. KD0BJT, back to you.
Yeah, very good indeed. Yeah, that's I guess that's how you start, eh? You start getting involved by listening, and then I think it's great that you guys are doing it together. It's a great, you know, family-oriented, although I know it's just a portion of your family, but it's kind of a good thing to do, father-son bonding and the whole thing, so I think that's great. Did you guys have a podcasting album? I know that you mentioned Solder Smoke and Resonant Frequency and Jerry's... Jerry Taylor's podcast as well, so those are all podcasts that I listen to as well, and eventually I'm going to try to get those guys on also. But did you guys have an Elmer in podcasting? Did you guys have anybody help you out, or are you guys very savvy in this area and you know what to do, or did somebody show you the ropes? Second question would be, how did you come up with the Low SWR name? Back to you.
Well, I don't really think we had a podcasting album. We just, my dad kind of knew because he listened to podcasts. So, I don't know. Do you think we had an album in any way, really?
No, those days seem like they're long ago, and I'm not quite sure how I figured it out. I probably Googled, you know, how to podcast or something like that. Oh, I know what it was. It's another. Another podcast I listen to. This is probably the biggest help to get me going, and it's called Going Linux. It's another podcast, and they had an episode about podcasting under Linux, and you know, that's where I figured out that you could upload audio to the archive.org, and that's where we upload our audio to, and I got a lot of ideas from there. And I think that was kind of a springboard for me then, and I was able to pretty much Google any other questions I had and figured it out. And if you listen to some of those early episodes, I mean, it took us a while to get all the audio sounding good. And
yeah, they weren't really as good as they are now, but, you know, they were, I don't know, that's how we learned, I guess.
Yeah, and we never, we were... always unprepared, it seems anyway.
We still kind of are unprepared.
Yeah, we definitely fly by the seat of our pants. So no Elmer, really, other than just some guides or tutorials, if you will. And then the name, you know, I think we originally, we thought Hamcast would be good, but somebody owns the domain, hamcast.com, I think, and they didn't want to give it up. They wanted more money than I think I was willing to spend.
Yeah, I think so. So that's what it was. So I don't know really why we came up with LowSWR after that. Do you remember?
We kicked around a few ideas, and I just thought, wow, it's only six letters. Most people, and it's something I thought most people could remember. I know that a lot of times when it's a long name, I don't remember the URL, and of course when you're looking for something that doesn't have any, you know, that's brand new, it's not in any of the search engines yet, so I wanted something that people would remember.
Yeah, so that's how we kind of got the LowSWR name, and it has unique spelling too. See, the low part is all lowercase, and then SWR is lowercase because it's low SWR.
That's right, although I don't think the search engines care. We better give it back to him. KD0BJT.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm listening to you guys talk, and you're telling my story. Basically, I didn't have a podcasting Elmer either. I basically went to the net and got all my information. The internet is a great resource for information, but I mean, you also have to be choosy, as you know, and as I've heard you guys say before in your podcast, that the internet can sometimes be misleading. I think it was something to do with who invented the capacitor, I remember at one time, in one of your early episodes. And yeah, I have noticed a great difference between the earlier episodes and the later ones, of course. I actually, in the last couple of weeks, I downloaded all 21 episodes, and I was listening to one or two a day on my commutes to work. I have very long commutes to work, so I get to listen to a whole lot of podcasts. And that's how I found yours, of course, and of course being interested in ham radio. And nowadays there seems to be a few, you know, ham radio-related podcasts, but a few years ago, 2009, there was hardly any. You mentioned Solder Smoke, which was one of the more popular ones, and Resonant Frequency, Linux and the Ham Shack. And as time went on, you know, we saw a couple more appear. Jerry Taylor's appeared in that time. and a few others that escape me at this time. But they seem to be a little bit more mainstream now. We have the ICQ podcast, of course, that started in the last couple of years. It's another father and son team. If you guys listen to that once in a while, I'm sure you at least know about them. So trial and error seems to be the ham radio way. So that's very good. And it's interesting also that you mentioned the low SWR and upper and lower case. I don't know if you guys have advertised on QRZ.com, but I tried that with the Wave Gods podcast. The way I spell Wave Gods, as you probably noticed, with a small W and a small G and the rest in capital, just to attract attention. It's a little bit of an artsy thing. I worked in an art school for 10 years, and that's some of it rubbed off. But I got a whole lot of flack from a whole lot of people, so I don't know if you guys have had the same experience, but maybe be careful with QRZ. I'm not knocking QRZ. They're a great resource, but a lot of people didn't seem to like the way that I was spelling my podcast name, our podcast name. So I keep forgetting to identify, of course. I'm very illegal. In Canada, we only need to identify every 30 minutes, but I'm transmitting very much in the U.S., so V2XPL in Montreal here. You're listening to the TNT Open Forum and the Wave Guides podcast, and tonight we're receiving as guests the cast of the Low SWR podcast, Rich and Brady. So let's continue. So let's talk about your podcast a little bit. Talk about the format, some of the topics you've talked about, some of your guests, your themes. It's very complete. I mean, you guys, you know, you talk about your projects that you do. You do podcast reviews, propagation reports. You have the contest corner. You give weekly tips, web reviews. You have a monthly contest. We have prize giveaways. And I like it because you make people work for your contest. You can tell us a little bit about that. But tell us about your podcast a little bit. Plug, give yourself some free publicity there. Over to you.
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of want to talk about the prizes first, now that you've mentioned them. Yeah, we do prizes, and we do kind of make you work for them. I remember last year, I think we had a poem contest. You had to make up a poem to be entered in, and our most recent one, you had to copy a digital mode Hell Schreiber message and then email it to us. But we've gotten a couple entries for that, and we're going to do the prizes. But anyway, I don't know. Do you have anything to say about the format or anything about our podcast?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I always I try to come up with things that I know that I would like, which isn't necessarily what anyone else would like, but, you know, we're really just having fun with it, and I don't have any, you know, goals to monetize the podcast or anything like that. It's really there just to have fun and, you know, to maybe give back, to maybe spark some interest in a part of the hobby that somebody hasn't heard of, you know, and nothing we've done isn't already out there, but sometimes it's just easier to listen. I mean, you know, we all get our ideas from different places. I drive for a living. I drive a truck, and so I get lots of time to listen to podcasts, and that's really how I learn. I don't, you know, get a lot of time to read, so I listen instead, and I figured there would be other people out there that you know, were in the same boat, and so this is just one way for me to kind of, give back to the hobby. But, the contests and the prizes, I just, you know, I think it's a little fun thing. We do get participation, which is really nice. And this last one, where we did the Hell Schreiber, I was really, it was really cool because I got a couple of guys that came back and said, you know, I'd never even, you know, attempted digital modes, and I was able to, you know, I think it's a lot more comfortable when you're just, you have an audio file and you're trying to decode it. You can kind of go at your own pace rather than trying to jump into a live deal there. So I thought it might get some people interested. And, yeah, there were a couple people that said, hey, this was great. I actually had an opportunity to try it out. So, yeah, that's the reasoning behind the contest, I guess, just our way of maybe sparking some interest and giving back. KD0BJT, back to the net.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, that was in my notes, too. You guys have never asked for donations. Some of the podcasts out there ask for donations. Of course, they're not forceful, and they do it in a very polite manner. You guys have never asked for donations. I feel the same. Ham Radio is a community of giving, and I don't have any intentions on, making this a monetary venture either. I do it basically just because I like to talk, but that's my motivation, and that's good. And I like the fact that you guys, decode at your own pace. That's a good thing. A lot of people are afraid to jump in live. We just had a Morse code class through Southcars, as you probably know, and a lot of the comments that we were getting from some of our participants was exactly that it's intimidating to jump in there with a bunch of people who've been doing it for a while. But, I mean, you got to start somewhere at the same time, so, I mean, that's what it is. So I got a question in the text box. What is low SWR? Low SWR, in this case, in this context, is a podcast that I like to listen to, and that I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have discovered by now. And tonight we're interviewing Rich and Brady, the hosts of said podcast. And again, we're very happy to have you guys aboard. So do you guys have any favorite types of shows, favorite topics, favorite segments, that you particularly like? Back to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think maybe our text box isn't keeping up to date there. The last one we have is
KJ4WKD.
Yeah, anyway, you'll have to tell us if we're behind. I think, my favorite segment. Do you have a favorite segment, Brady?
Well, I don't know. We used to have segments. I really should do the contest corner again. I kind of forgot about that, but, I don't know, I like our projects and our, reviews. Sometimes we review equipment, other podcasts, websites, but, I don't know, we have a lot of projects that we, interview in, because, we like to build things, so, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I think, I still don't know. I do like, I don't know. Maybe my podcast review, which is kind of a new segment. And it's only because I have so many I want to talk about. But I do like finding those little things that are kind of obscure that are ham radio related. If you remember the Dimension X episode with where it was the Bureau of Missing Persons, I think, and they were receiving signals.
Yeah, that one was
moon.
Good. That one was actually pretty good.
And I remember a line from that episode. It was, "Get that ham off my kilo cycle." And I thought that was it was really funny. I've actually been meaning to get a clip of that and make it a little sound clip for the podcast there. But Pete, as I'm sure you're aware of, we don't stick to the format very often. We tried to for a while, and we've just kind of gotten away from it. Now we're just kind of all over the place. But I think we probably should get back into a regular routine. But I don't know. We're just having a lot of fun with it. Just trying to get people involved. Back to you.
Well, you guys are doing a good job. You're doing a good job. I don't know if you have any idea of the numbers of your downloads. We can touch on that a little bit later, but I think you touched on something. I mean, you guys, you guys have chemistry. Obviously, you're a father and son team. There's some chemistry there. You can tell that you guys are having a lot of fun, and I think that's the warmth that comes through. And anybody who listens to podcasts, usually you listen to the podcast for the content. But if you can't stand the host, you're not going to listen to it, even if the content is great. So, I mean, that's 95% of your success right there. And I congratulate both of you for offering us the offerings that you do on a weekly basis. So, very good. Let's see. You mentioned projects, and that comes through in your podcast a lot. You guys love to build stuff. Why don't you tell us about? Well, before I do that, before I get into projects, why don't you tell me, I was supposed to do this in the beginning, why don't you guys tell us how you got started in ham radio and what license class you are. Tell us me a little bit about your Elmers, etc. So this is V2XPL, and I'm interviewing Rich, KD0BJT, and Brady, KD0BJS. Mike, over to you guys.
Okay, yeah. Like I said earlier, I drive for UPS, United Parcel Service. And I was running out to, we're in Denver, Brighton, Colorado, which is just northeast of Denver by 15, 20 miles. Might be a little more on the map, maybe 30 miles, from the center of town. Anyway, you know, my work is down there in Denver, so I was driving from Denver to Goodland, Kansas. It's about 200 miles away. And I was running with another driver who was a ham, and he was actually showing me Echolink and IRLP on his 2-meter radio there, and I just thought, wow, that was cool. And the run started at midnight, I think, and so we would be on the road at like 3 in the morning, and it turns out that we would stop at this one place that was, it was about 3 in the morning, I don't know, and I think it was like 9 at night in Australia, and so he was always able to, like, talk to somebody in Australia on IRLP, and I thought, wow, that was cool. So that's really what sparked my interest and got me going. I got the Gordon West book and came home and was studying, and I think I just handed it to you, right?
Yeah, you just, you told me to read it, actually. You said, you told me to read it, and I got interested in it, too, that way. And you were actually ahead of me in studying, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah.
You know, I was passing the tests pretty easily, and then, there was a session coming up, and I said, well, you know, we're going to go Saturday, or I'm going to go Saturday, and if you're ready and you want to take the test, well, come on and take the test.
Well, actually, that morning, I wasn't going to go, I wasn't going to try it, but then I was getting some of the tests right, and, you know, I was missing, I don't know.
Yeah, you'd miss like 10. You can miss 9, I think, on the technician test in the States, and he was missing 12, and then 11, and then, you know,
Then I'd pass one, and then, so I decided to try it.
Yeah, it was right on the border, and it turned out.
I missed all 9, but I still got 8.
You miss 9 or you miss none, it's the same. You get your ticket. So, that's how we got our first ticket there.
Yeah, very good. I'd actually remember hearing that story from your podcast. I think that's great. Congratulations, Brady, for having the gumption to go down there and giving it a shot, you know, because if you don't try, well, you certainly don't get. So, and you guys have probably noticed by now, I'm talking to you guys as in the TNT Open Forum crowd, how professional Brady sounds. Brady is an 11-year-old, but he comes across as having much more experience than that. So very good. I'm starting to get questions in the various text box that are surrounding me here. So let me jump into those if you don't mind. Somebody, KY6V, wants to know how you guys got call signs right next to each other, KD0BJT and BJS. And Jim, KJ4WKD, is asking me if you've ever done a net on, ham nets that are about Echolink or IRLP. So those are two listener questions. Back over to you guys.
Okay, here's KD0BJT.
And KD0BJS for ID.
And the call signs, that just came naturally, I guess. The way the FCC works, I guess, is when the the VEs, the volunteer examiners, send the stuff in, they process it, I assume, in alphabetical order, and there's Gordon B and Gordon R. And so Gordon B got assigned first, I guess, and then Gordon R got assigned. Our last name is Gordon. So I'm thinking that's what happened there with the consecutive call signs. I don't really have any other explanation than it was just sheer luck.
Well, I don't know, because do you mean like it was everybody at that session names in alphabetical order? Because there's a lot of, you know, letters between B and R.
Yeah, but their last name Gordon.
Yeah, the last name would be the same. The other thing is that if they just all put them in a pile, see, and then it would be in the order that we had taken the test, but if they took them out from the top, then I would come before you because I finished after you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good theory, too. I never thought of that. And I did talk to BJU, who, you know, got the call sign right after me, and I talked to him, about a year after we were licensed. But I forgot to ask what his last name was. I'd have to look it up. Now I'm kind of curious. I'll bet you it's his last name starts with a letter after G. That's what I'm guessing. But Now to KJ4WKD's question. No, I don't know if we've ever talked. I know we've talked about Echolink and IRLP, but I don't know that we've ever talked about it in the sense of hamnets.
Yeah, I don't think we have. I know we've mentioned SCARS on our episode 21, but yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, I've checked into the Handy Hamnet before. By, you know, again, sheer luck, that's how a lot of the stuff works that I do. but I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast or not. So, but it would actually make a good topic. So, oh, I thought Brady was going to say something.
No, I wasn't, but I think Gordon had a question, but we didn't get it in the text box.
Oh, yeah, but that was about the call sign.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Back to you, Pete. VE2XPL, here's KD0BJT.
Excellent. Yeah, I actually have access to, it's not very fair, I have access to text box that you guys can't see, so some of the questions I'm going to see you guys aren't going to see. I have an administrative text box that nobody has, well, except for a few people. If I was the only one who had it, it would be pretty useless, but there you go. Yeah, so, tell me about some of your projects. That's what I was leading up to. You guys are into projects. And you live at altitude. I lived at altitude for 10 or 12 years at 5,000 feet. I lived in Banff, Alberta, in the foothill of the Rockies, the Canadian Rockies, which is beautiful. And I envy you guys in Denver. I so miss the mountains. I love the mountains. And I love the ocean. I actually should have lived in Vancouver, I guess. But anyways, that being said, does that help you in some of your projects, the 5,000-foot thing? Can you talk to people that I can't because I live at sea level? And tell me about some of the projects you guys have worked on, some of your favorite ones, some of your great successes, and some of your failures. Those are usually the most entertaining ones. But tell the nice folks about what you guys like to play with. Back to you guys.
Yeah, let's see. For the projects, I've had many failures. Usually mine don't work, but a few have worked, and I don't know, they've been really fun, and sometimes I can experiment with them, and I always have fun. But I guess one of my great successes was I built a Rockmite 40-meter transceiver, just a little half-watt crystal-controlled kit, and it actually worked the first time, so that was really cool when I built that, and it worked. And so that was pretty cool. And another time, we've mentioned it on the podcast, we made a 20-meter beam out of, I mean, not a beam, a vertical, out of an old 4-band trap vertical that didn't work very well, and that worked also, so that was pretty fun. I don't know, do you have any other projects?
Well, I've talked about a lot of them on the podcast, and the important thing that I want to get across to people is that it's okay if it doesn't work, and it's okay if you try to fix something and it doesn't get fixed, because that is the way we learn. And so when I talk about my projects anyway, that's why I think we talk about our failures so much, because it's like you were saying, you got to keep trying, you got to keep plugging at it, and then it just, you know, there's a point where you get over the hill and everything just becomes easier. You know, I remember when I was first trying to solder as a kid, and I just, you know, would make these big blobs of of solder, and I just didn't really know what I was doing or understand what I was doing, and it just, you know, and now it, you know, comes pretty easy, and seems pretty basic, but there was a hill, a hump that I had to get over, and I just, you know, because, and it's kind of like the decoding thing. It's something, you know, that it seems like it's this big hill, but if you never try to get over it, you never will. So that, I think that's why we talk about the failures so much. But I guess what's my best project? The 101 CD that I talked about in an episode, I just was so, I don't know. There was a lot of gratification in that project, because there was quite a few different things wrong with it, and it really, you know, I spent many hours on that thing trying to get it to work, and eventually I did. I mean, there were cold solder joints on some of the boards that was really hard to figure out, because it was intermittent. It would work one time and then not work another time. And then there was a couple of local oscillators that were out of tune. I have no idea why, but they were like turned way out. There's these little cans, coils, tunable coils.
And I remember with the cold solder joints, when we turned the radio upside down, it would work. And then we tried to...
I think we timed out.
Yeah. Okay, well, KD0BJS here. But when we turned it upside down, it would work, and when we had it right side up, it wouldn't. And I don't know, that really got us confused.
Yeah, and finally I just... I don't know how I got to this point. I think probably my biggest Elmer that I've had, there was the driver, Dan, that got me interested, and his call sign is KD0AXN. And so he had been licensed a couple years before me. So he got me interested, but then the gentleman that really just, you know, whenever I have a question, a technical question, he always has an answer for me, and that's Rick, KC0HH. And he's another driver as well for the same company. He actually lives down in Lamar and comes up, so we talk almost every night. But I think he might have mentioned the cold, you know, oh, sounds like a cold solder joint or something like that. Anyway, so that led me down that path. So anyway, that was probably the project that turned out the best for me in the end.
And the other question about the 5,000 feet above sea level.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It doesn't help as much as you would think.
I mean, you would think it does. You're way higher than other people.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the signals, they don't care about that extra 5,000 feet. Our soil is actually really dry. Colorado is a pretty dry state, and so, you know, we actually don't have real good conductivity in the soil, and I don't know that we get better signals. I think the one thing that we do benefit from is being kind of in the middle, or, you know, out towards the west, if you will, but, you know, we might be able to hear some places that you can't in the east there, but I don't know that the elevation helps us out at all. You know, I mean, Denver is low. I think Cheyenne is 6,000 and Colorado Springs is 6,000. So we're actually kind of in a bowl, actually, here in Denver. So.
Although, I don't know, it should help. Maybe it's so gradual that it doesn't.
Oh, you know, and it could be, too, that we have no reference point. So I don't know if it helps or not. Back to you, Pete.
Yeah, very good, very good. I'm guessing maybe the 5,000-foot thing. For line of sight, it might help you. HF, usually everything goes up and bounces back down anyway, so there you go. All right, so yeah, you mentioned the FT-101. That's a great rig. I mentioned to you in an email that I had one too. I'm very excited that that's your favorite one. It's an awesome rig. I love working on it. You know, the older things. It's like old cars, old rigs. You have lots of room to get in there and play around and work. You know, it's not like these newer rigs where everything is so condensed that you can't get your fingers in there, and you know, with the surface mount stuff anyways, it kind of gets tougher anyways. So the 101, I use mine daily. I have a Drake 2B, which is an old tube receiver that I love, and this 101, which is the hybrid tube and solid state, as you know. And yeah, great machine. Mine tends to drift a little bit. I'm often getting notices from when I check in the nets. Yeah, you know, I'm a few kilohertz off, but I mean, as you know, it's kind of hard to figure that out. I don't have a digital display for mine, so that's how it goes. But yeah, it's fun. My kids love it. If you check out my YouTube page, V2XPL, you'll see a video of my daughter there playing some CW on there. So yeah, fun rig indeed. Fun rig indeed. How about some QSOs, interesting QSOs? I know that Brady had an interesting QSO with a little bit of, ham radio fame. You want to comment on that? This is V2XPL in Montreal.
Well, I did talk to Gordon West there on 6 meters, so that was a interesting QSO. It was in a contest, and... a 6 meter contest, and so I guess that was a real good QSO. And then in the special event station, we talked to the ARRL president, N3KN. I don't know, do you have any other real good QSOs?
No.
Well, you did talk to Greenland that one time.
Oh, I talked to Greenland in a contest, but if I have talked to anyone of noteworthiness, I don't know. I think my early I don't know what would you call it? I think it's W3OSS. He used to write articles for QRP articles, either for CQ or QST, and I had bought an HT off of eBay for. Oh, and I feel bad. It was a Tempo. Is it a Tempo S1? Yeah, it's a handheld, 2 meter handheld, 1.5 watt radio. You know, it's a brick. It's big, but it was like $19 or something like that. And he had rebuilt the battery pack. Anyway, he sent this nice note, and I think. And he let me know who he was, and I looked him up, and that was probably my brush with noteworthy hams.
You've also talked not to the person on the ISS, but you made a contact with the ISS. I don't know. I think that's kind of cool because you're talking off of a satellite. I've never done that, and you were just listening to the frequency. You didn't actually predict it was going to be there.
Oh yeah, I load up when I'm in the truck, and I had a night run, and I loaded up all the frequencies for the satellites, the FM satellites. And I'm just working off of the mobile antenna there, but I was able to make a few contacts on the satellites there. Well, I guess one night I heard the space station go overhead. I only heard one side of the conversation, but it was they were doing a school contact with a school in Italy, and Princess Marconi was at the school in Italy, so I was hearing the astronaut answering questions to the students and Princess Marconi. That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, well, those are always special contacts. That's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's a whole lot more than I've had in my ham radio career. Well, it's not really a career, I guess, hobby. But that's good. That's a good start. And you got to be careful though, because if you do all the cool stuff, I'm talking more to Brady, I guess. If you do all the cool stuff when you're young, what are you going to do as you get older? It's just, is it going to lose its charm? No, probably not. I don't think so. You guys are pretty involved in the community too. I get a sense of that from your podcast. I know that you're involved with your local clubs. Brady, especially with Bark Jr., maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that. We're always, South Cars is very, very prominent in getting training out there and trying to get more people involved, and especially youth. As you guys know, there's not a whole lot of youth involved in our hobby. It's hard to compete with maybe that's something else we'll touch on. It's hard to compete with cell phones and Game Boys and video games and all of the multimedia that surrounds us nowadays. It's kind of harder to get kids excited about ham radio, although I've done a few presentations at a couple of schools and the kids are always excited anyways. I guess it's just not something that's in your face, so unless you have somebody who can show you the ropes, you know, it's not something they're going to jump in. But I, of course, I'm taking off on another tangent. But tell us, Brady, a little bit about Bark Jr., KD0BJS, V2XPL.
All right, yeah, VE2XPL, KD0BJS. Well, it's the junior club of Bark. It stands for the Boulder Amateur Radio Club. And I'm the Boulder Amateur Radio Club Junior. So it's run by Ellie N0QCX and Rip NV0M. And let's see, it's every Saturday from 2 until 3:30, so it's an hour and a half. And it's at different times in the summer, I don't know. I don't know, you can... Well, you learn really anything there. Usually, you'll study for your next license class, but you can work on projects, and there are a few people working on Morse code, and right now I'm doing a project. It's the EOSS stuff, Edge of Space Sciences. Anyway, there's a group here. Yeah, it's the ELSS. And they're going to launch one of those balloons and with a bunch of experiments on. And so they asked us if we wanted to build a box and put some experiments in it. So I'm making a little 10-meter beacon for that. So I'm doing that. And, you know, they do little stuff like that. We prepare for field day and, yeah, they also have their own field day. And they also send, anywhere from 1 to 3 kids to Dayton, you know, the big Dayton Hamvention, and to speak at the youth forum. So I think they usually send 2 kids there, but that's a little bit about Bark Jr., KD0BJS.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's a good segue into my next question. You've been invited to do some presentations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I did go to Dayton and speak. Actually, my talk was about digital modes, but yeah, that was really fun. We drove out there, and we had a great time at the Hamvention. So yeah, I spoke about digital modes, and yeah, that was pretty fun.
Well, that's good. Pretty fun. It doesn't make you nervous, I guess, to talk in front of an audience. Yeah, you're used to talking. I could see that. And it's a great experience. I mean, and a great honor to be invited to 4 Days in May or the Dayton Hamvention. I mean, that's like the mecca of ham radio fairs, if you will. So that's exciting. That's very exciting, actually. I remember your dad telling the story about when you were invited and he tried to go see your speech, and one of your younger siblings was crying and he had to leave, and that made me laugh. Those are the kinds of real life radio stories that you hear on the Low SWR podcast. A lot of the podcasts that you listen to are very structured. You know, they have a format that you follow. I like these guys, Rich and Brady, because they do like me. They don't really, you know, they plan something. Some of the other stuff isn't planned. It just kind of comes off the cuff, and that's okay. That's my dog barking in the background, in case you could hear. I'm saying hello to my daughter. My daughter Isabel, who just walked in from her guides meeting. Hello, Isabel.
Hi.
Say hello to our guests, Rich and Brady.
Hi.
They are hosts of the Low SWR podcast, and we're interviewing them tonight. So it's a podcast that I listen to. So you're coming in 50 minutes into the episode, so it's hard to catch up. But that's okay. Did you have fun at the guides?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do at guides? St. Patrick's Day coming March 17th. That's very, very soon, in about a week's time, right?
Even though it's guides on next
week. Well, that's okay. You can celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and she's wearing a shamrock on her cheek there. So very good. Well, welcome home, Isabel. Glad to have you back. We'll take a quick pause before I time out. And we're back. I'm noticing a lot of notes in the text box about how they want you guys to be hosts. You're going to be harassed to become hosts of various nets here, and I strongly encourage you to participate. You guys are very personable, and it's a lot of fun. We're, you know, Southcars is a great organization, as I'm sure you're starting to realize. I've seen you guys show up on a lot of the nets, so I hope you will consider that. But anyhow, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the Low SWR podcast. My name's Pete, Victor Echo 2 X-Ray Papa Lima, and Isabel, the future Victor Echo 2 India Zulu Yankee. We're trying to get Isabel licensed so we can secure that license for her. So in the meantime, I'm announcing her as an ill-gotten ham radio call sign. So, but I don't think that Industry Canada is going to come after me. I think we're pretty safe. So there you go. Let's see. What about your community involvement? Has ham radio helped you guys at all in becoming better citizens? Ham radio and doing the podcast, do you find that it's helped you get more involved in the community? Has it helped you become a better citizen? Has it helped bring your family closer together? How about that? Mic back over to you guys.
All right, KD0BJT here, and I should mention this. This was a big hurdle for me. I was not I don't know, very outgoing when I first got my license. I had a lot of mic fright, and I kind of told myself, I said, you know, I am going to get to the point where I can randomly dial up a node and, you know, kind of make it a point to have a conversation with somebody. And, you know, you think, oh, you know, what do you mean? It's easy. Well, it's not if you don't know how to do it. And I was, I did not know how to do it. So again, you know, there's tons of resources out there. I think, my mom, she collects books, and I think she might have an Amazon store or something like that. Anyway, we were up there, and she had this, I think it was Larry King. Larry King did this, they were on cassette tapes, and it was like How to Talk to Anyone. So I listened to those, and yeah, they actually helped me out quite a bit. And it just went from there. And so now, you know, if anything, it's ham radio that forced me to, like, become a better communicator and, you know, listen better and talk better. Not that I have a long way to go. But, yeah, it really, you know, getting on the air, it really forces you out of any box or shell that you might be in, and it really, you know, makes you put yourself out there, and that's it's one of the, you know, kind of what I mentioned earlier. There's no reason for you to not be involved because there's just so many opportunities and so many people looking for help. And, you know, like the Bark Juniors, the way that club works, it is almost, you know, every Saturday, one-on-one. There's an Elmer that shows up, you know, an adult that shows up. There's even a couple younger Elmers now, too, but they show up and they're one-on-one with the kids for an hour and a half. And yeah, like Brady was saying, it's whatever they do. So I guess that's probably where my community involvement is in the ham community, is with the Bark Juniors. I am an Elmer over there. I don't do it too much, but when I'm called upon, I Elmer. And then the communication. That's probably how ham radio has helped me the most. How about you, Brady?
Well, yeah, I agree. It's kind of hard to talk. I remember at first I really wouldn't talk a lot, and I don't know, I guess I'm probably a little better at it. I guess that's kind of why I did contests, because you don't have to talk, you have to say 5-9 Colorado. anyway, I do like talking better, and I don't know, I think I've gotten a little better at it, but yeah, the Bark Juniors are really fun, and yeah, I like the I don't know, that kind of one-on-one thing, but yeah, my dad is an Elmer sometimes, but yeah, so I think that's probably it. KD0BJ, yes.
Yeah, very good. Just under the wire there with the timeout timer. That's excellent. Like I said, you know, you guys continue to impress. You're very personable and very professional, and you guys, I'm sure, will have a long career in ham radio in the hobby, and the podcast will continue to flourish, I'm sure. We're coming on to the top of the hour. It's okay if we go a little bit past. We regularly go 15 to 30 minutes past the hour if you guys want to stick around. But I've been chatting away. I have like 1,000 more questions. I could keep this interview going for another 3 days if I wanted to. But I guess we'll open it up for questions. I've been hogging the floor here, so I'm going to see if anybody else wants to jump in there and ask you some live questions, since the text box seems to have gotten a little quiet. Let's open it up. It is an open forum, after all, believe it or not. This is the TNT Open Forum, and you're listening to the Wave Guides podcast. My name's Pete, Victor Echo 2 X-Ray Papa Lima, announcing illegally, not every 10 minutes, but trying to get better at it every week. And I'm interviewing the hosts of the Low SWR podcast, Rich, KD0BJT, and Brady, KD0BJS. And we're going to open it up for questions now, so come on aboard one at a time, please, and please state your questions. Welcome aboard to the TNT Open Forum.
Six, Victor, if you be so kind, Pete, KY6V.
Well, absolutely. The net recognizes Gordon, KY6V. Welcome to the open forum. I hope you're enjoying yourself, sir. State your question, please.
I certainly am, Pete, and thank you very much. This is to either Rick or Brady, who would ever like to answer this. I'm very interested in the involvement that you have apparently on a weekend. for the newer hams and the Elmers that are there to guide the proceedings. I'd like to know a little bit more about that and wonder if there would be any interest within that group to be included in a South Cars broadcast when that goes on. Brady, would you like to answer that or pass it to your father or over?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. Let's see, I think they might do something like that. I know some of them do use Echolink, and they probably could do something like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I would, we could probably round up a couple of them. Yeah, they'd probably be interested. We'll run it by them. Yeah, that group, I don't know, you know, Ellie and Rip are the founders, and they open up their home, and everybody goes to the same house, and you drive up, and they have this, what, 85-foot tower out there with this beam on it, and I mean, it's, yeah, this four-element beam, and Rip, whose last name is Van Winkle. Rip is his is kind of his nickname. But, he's got antennas everywhere, and he has this huge workshop. I mean, it just captures the imagination of the kids when they go down there. I wanted to mention that. I know it didn't really pertain to the question. But, yeah, we'll run by them and see what they say, Gordon. KD0BJT.
That sounds great, and I certainly love the name of Rip Van Winkle. Rick, let me ask you this: Do they do this just as a group together, or are they on the air? You know, are they transmitting through a local repeater? If that's the case, we could probably make this all tie together. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not quite sure I understand. Or maybe there's some miscommunication. The club, the Bark Junior Club, you know, is just a place or a club, if you will, that meets once a week. But it's a club for kids. And then, you know, Ellie rounds up Elmers from wherever she can to come and teach the kids. They do have on-air activities. They have their own field day station. And then what else? They have a couple of special event stations, I think.
Yeah, and they also have a net every Sunday.
Oh yeah, they do have a net every Sunday, but the repeater they have the net on is not tied in with Echolink. That's a different machine. You know, a lot of the kids don't operate so much. You know, Brady and I would link up with IRLP when I'd be out in Goodland. He would link up on the IRLP, so, you know, he had somebody to talk to that was kind of far away. I don't know. But a lot of the other guys, you know, a lot of the other kids don't really have anyone to talk to. There's a couple that are really good and really outgoing and will get on the air and talk. And so I'll bet you that we can get some of them anyway to check in. I don't know if you want to go email, but what did you have in mind just on one of the weekend nets, Gordon?
Yeah, I would think so, Rick. But let's hash this out on email, if you'd be willing to do that, sir. You know, if you have a local repeater net, that may be part and parcel. And you know, I can see a lot of ways that we could do this. You or Brady could simulcast that. You know, connect to that repeater or parlay its audio, if you will, through your Echolink system back in the SCARS server, and, you know, we could put it all together. But I'll send you an email. Let's talk about this, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, Gordon. We'll work it out. I guess that's it. KD0BJT.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick. Back to you, Pete, KY6V. Over.
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic if that worked out indeed. We've been trying to... actually, the whole outreach movement started with a brainchild we had to try to get more youth involved. And, of course, it just you know, the, we opened up the umbrella and opened up to everyone, the outreach program being South Car's educational wing, if you want. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you guys will correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, Brady is thinking of signing up or has signed up for the upcoming general class, which South Cars will be giving on the air. We did that last year, from technicians to general, and they were quite popular. We even had a CW class that I took part in. I'm very excited about that, of course. I'm trying to learn CW for years, and finally I had the motivation to do it because of South Cars, and I had a group with me, so that was a lot of fun. So I'm sure we'll be able to work something out. That's very excited. Am I correct, Brady, in assuming that you are going to be pursuing the general ticket? Back to you.
Well, I am already a general class. My dad has his extra, but I'm just a general. I thought about doing the extra class here in August, but I wanted to get my extra before field day, so I don't know, if I don't have it before then I would do the extra, but I hope to get my extra before field day.
The BARC juniors will operate under whoever has gotten the extra class call sign most recently, so,
right. So
it's almost a little bit of a competition towards field day to see who can get their extra class, and then the entire field day station will be under that call sign.
Yeah, and I just would like to operate the whole band, so I would like to get my extra soon, but yeah, I'm already a general. So back to you, Pete, the E2XPL KD0BJS.
Well, my apologies, sir. I didn't realize you were a general. I think I was just, because I listened to all your podcasts, of course I've been listening to them for a year and a half, but I just to, you know, refresh my mind and get the question pool going, I listened to them all within a week, so I was probably going back to one of your earlier podcasts when you were going to upgrade to general, but I guess you've already done that. So that's a very impressive accomplishment at such a young age. I can't wait. I hope that I still, and I'm sure I will, I hope that we are still talking to each other in 10, 15, and 20 years from now, and I want to follow your progress and see where at NASA you will end up, or in some ultra-techie job, or perhaps not. Maybe you're looking to become this is an off-topic question, but maybe you want to become a baker or a lawyer. Do you know what you're going to do when you grow up, Brady? Back to you.
Well, actually, Pete, I would like to become a landscaper, you see, and then in the winter I would also plow snow.
Yeah, very good. A noble profession. Landscaping is a great job because you get to spend all your time outside, and that's very, very, very cool indeed. I'm a huge fan of the outdoors. I play in the shack a lot, but I try to go mobile or portable as often as I can. I've set up a makeshift shack in my baby barn in the shed in the back. I have two old radios that I wasn't using that were on the shelf, and I said, well, instead of just not doing anything with them, I threw them in the shack. So now when I'm outside, you know, I always have my HT with me, and then the batteries would go dead, and I have a little workshop out there. So I love being outside, so I encourage you to follow, you know, do what you love. That's the advice I have for everybody, young or not so young. Do what you love in life, because if you love what you do, one, it's never going to be work, because you love what you're doing. So if you're getting paid for it, then all the better. And secondly, if you love what you're doing, you have a passion for what you're doing, and anybody who has a passion for what they're doing will become successful at what they're doing. And, you know, in the beginning you do it because you love it, and as time goes on, you know, you put your heart and soul into it, and the money, the fame, and the glory will follow. So follow your heart. That's the advice that I have for all y'all out there. Let's see if there's any other questions from the Peanut Gallery, any questions from the audience for our guests today, Rich KD0BJT and Brady KD0BJS, hosts of the Low SWR podcast. Please come with your questions now.
Sierra United November.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are graced by Miss Sunshine herself, who very, very rarely, Kathy listens a lot, but it's very rare that I get her to talk. So I'm so excited that you're going to ask a question tonight, Kathy. Welcome aboard. I'm happy to have you, as usual. Please come aboard now.
Oh, my goodness, Pete. I always talk. I may not always talk during the TNT, but I always talk. And I really don't have a question, but I do want to thank Brady and Rich for their time tonight. It's been very interesting for me. But I do want everyone to know that Brady will be making his debut this Saturday as an NCS on the Pacific Coast Connection, I believe, about 12:15. And I do want to invite everyone to join us. We're very excited. We're hoping soon to get his dad as well to become an NCS or at least take the training. But I don't have a question. I've enjoyed it tonight. I've enjoyed listening to each of them, and I think it's been great tonight. So that was my only comment. But again, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, and I am so glad that you could take the opportunity to join on this special time tonight, Brady and Rich. And once again, we look forward to you, Brady, on Saturday. We will have lots of fun. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I'll turn it back to you, Pete XPL, and thanks for your kind comments tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, South Cars wouldn't be where it is without your contribution, Kathy. So thank you for being there. And yeah, I was just bugging you. Kathy actually listens and always comments towards the end. She takes it all in. Kathy's a teacher, of course, so I guess she likes to take it all in and let it, you know, sit and simmer. And then at the end, she comes out with her comments and questions and great pearls of wisdom. So. Very good. And I'm very excited that this all happened in the background while we were doing the interview. Did you, Kathy, did you recruit Brady while we were chatting? Were you guys multitasking, or did this all happen beforehand? Back to you, Kathy.
Well, actually, we did our final training, I believe, this past Tuesday. Brady invited him to become an NCS maybe a couple weeks ago. Not sure Brady will have to tell you that, but he went over the tutorials and he was ready to do his final training. And Gordon and I gave him his final training on Tuesday, and he's all set to do his 15 minutes during the Pacific Net. And I think it will be just grand. It will be nice to have a young voice. As you well know, that Serge Slav's son is 15, but Brady is only 11, so he's our youngest NCS, and maybe he can convince his dad to come on, and maybe they can do a duo session. But actually, it's been a couple weeks, I believe, and we just did our final training, like I said, on Tuesday. So please join us if you can. I think it will be a lot of fun, and I think he's having a lot of fun as well. So turn it back to you, XPL.
Well, thank you, Kathy. K6SUN, thanks for being there. Yeah, I know they have fun. It comes across when you hear them talk, and I think that's just that's magical right there. So, and I'm very happy to hear that. Welcome aboard the NCS team, Brady, and hopefully Rich will join us shortly. Maybe we can coerce the powers that be to let you guys rebroadcast the podcast, maybe, or I don't know. The world is our oyster in ham radio, so. There's all kinds of things you can do. All right, Pete, V2XPL in Montreal. That's my name, my call sign, and my location. Let's see, Jim, KJ4WKD. Do you want to jump in there with a question? Me and Kathy are going to attack you from both sides. Come on aboard.
Well, Pete, you caught me off guard, and I didn't even see Kathy's comment in the text box or the other text box. No, I don't have a question. I've asked my questions and tried to contribute in the text box a couple of times, but I'm glad to be here, and I really, really congratulate Brady. I think he's possibly a little younger than I was when I first dabbled in ham radio, and I did say to someone else that I have a couple of grandsons who are just a little older than he is, and I am trying my best to bring them into the hobby, and we really need new, well, call it new blood. We really need it, because a lot of us are getting older, and we need the young people.
And welcome to Hobby Brady, and Rich as well. And we're glad you're here. Glad you're a part of South Cars. And that would be all I would have, Pete. This is KJ4WKD.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Jim, one of our executive admins, of course. Thanks for being there tonight and your support and everything you do for South Cars. And thanks for the great comments. We're international now, people. We're in three countries. Welcome to the station from Grenada that just popped in. Welcome to the net this evening. We're interviewing the team from the Low SWR podcast. It is an open forum, and we're in the question period. So if anybody has any questions for Rich and Brady, please come aboard now. All right. Well, it's quiet out there, so that's all right. I still have thousands of questions. We'll probably go for another few minutes unless you guys have other pressing engagements, family commitments, perhaps some homework. We'll certainly be happy to cut you loose, but if you want to stick around for a few more minutes, I'll be happy to do that as well. What do you guys think?
Oh, we're fine. We'll hang out for a little while. And, yeah, Kathy, I'm sorry. That was actually me coming back to you. You know, we linked up with Brady's, you know, EchoLink account, so I should have designated me in there somehow. But yeah, I'll I will gladly answer the NCS call, and I'll get in touch with you, Kathy. So, and thank you for your comments there. And yeah, Pete, you know, we've got nothing better to do but to sleep. So anyway, we're fine. KD0BJT.
Well, very good. Well, you know, I just thought I'd ask. All right. Let's see. How about we'll go into the miscellaneous category and keep it light here. What's your biggest pet peeve about ham radio? And then what's your favorite thing about ham radio? So that the thing that you like the most and the thing that irks you the most. Back over to you guys, KD0BJT and KD0BJS.
Okay, well, I think... one of my pet peeves, I don't know if it's my biggest, I haven't thought about it, but one that pops to mind is when I am driving along and I'm listening to a repeater and I hear somebody connect either via IRLP or EchoLink and then there's nobody there. And I understand that it could be that they're trying to get their audio working, and I usually say, you know, well, if you're trying to transmit, there's no audio. But I think, I don't know, that kind of annoys me a little bit, I guess. And my favorite thing, well, there's too many favorite things. I don't know. You say something and then I'll try.
All right, well, let's see. I really don't have any thing I don't like about ham radio. I guess if you wanted me to be super picky, then I could tell you that I don't like how some people think that it's wrong for you to break into a conversation without your call sign. That's not illegal. That's perfectly legal. You only have to sign your call sign every 10 minutes and at the end of a transmission, but that's just being super picky. I don't really think I have anything, but my favorite thing... I don't know, I have too many favorite things too, but I like, I don't know, I guess I could say how friendly everybody is on ham radio and how many different hobbies there are within ham radio.
Oh, thank you, Brady, because that sparked, I think what I'm kind of always in awe about the hobby is that it doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, what you're, you know, You are included in the community. I mean, it is, you know, you go to a ham fest and you know, everybody's friend. I don't know how else to say. I know that's not always true, but it is just one of those hobbies where, you know, it's just as a group, as a community, we're just, I don't know, it's just awesome. There's so many doors, I guess, that are available for everybody. And you know, that's just, I don't know, it's pretty awesome. I guess I never, I don't know. I guess I never experienced anything like that before. But, yeah, that's what is just
amazing. Oh, and how everyone is so helpful. I, you know, you've got a question about something. I've been given so much stuff, or you go to Hamfest. We were at a Hamfest not too long ago, and what did he say? He did sound engineering or something. Well, he had all this old parts, and he was giving my kids stuff, and you know, we bought a few things from him, and they're just, you know, great people, and now you know, they're friends of ours. I mean, I consider them friends now. I think they know us by name, and we know about them. But anyway, that's probably what I like best about ham radio. And we're going to time out. KD0BJT.
Yeah, very good. Well, I have to agree with you there. I mean, the fraternity of ham radio is fascinating. It's I studied a lot of sociology when I was a kid. When I was in university, and I'm fascinated by group dynamics, and you've never seen a group of people from such diverse backgrounds, be it cultural, ethnic, and even cultural within the same country. You know, you have doctors, lawyers, bakers, just everybody, and we all have this one thing in common. You know, there's not two of us that have the same job or just about, but yet there's this thing called ham radio, and you have instant club, instant friendship. I considered a lot of the people on South Cars to be my really good friends. I've been involved with South Cars for 3 years now. It's definitely one of the places that I do spend a lot of time on the air. And you know, I've never met anybody from South Cars. I'm all the way up here in Montreal all by myself. There's a couple other people in the neighboring provinces that I haven't met either that are also my friends. But you know, I have friends in Russia now. I have friends in Europe, in Australia. All of these people I've never met, but you get on the air, you talk to them, and it's like old home week. You know, it's like it is a great thing. I'm going to open up the mics again, and I'm going to strongly request that KJ4PUJ, our net manager, pop in and say hello, and perhaps he'll have a question, and I'll also open the mics to the general public for questions for our guests, Rich, KD0BJT, and Brady, KD0BJS, hosts of the Low SWR podcast. Welcome aboard, people.
PUJ.
I'm laughing at myself. It's kind of hard to resist when I call you out like that. Thanks for coming aboard, Tony. Tony, our newest top dog, he has succeeded Gordon KY6V, who is taking early retirement from the South Cars VOIP managerial position. And Tony is filling in that big pair of shoes. So welcome aboard, Tony. Thanks for being there. I appreciate you coming back.
Not a problem, Pete. Tony, KJ4PUJ here. First off, I want to thank Rich and Brady for a really great interview tonight, and for Pete for hosting it. It's been a very warm presentation, as Kathy outlined during text talks a while ago. And Pete, you got lucky. I just happened to be walking past the computer when you called me out on that. But now I just want to thank everybody, Jim and Kathy and Gordon, of course, and everybody else from the staff that's on board tonight, and we'll be listening in the future on the podcast. Got a lot of great things planned for the future. We're looking for input, and we really appreciate everybody's feedback and participation. If you think there's something we can do better or should do better, or maybe we're doing bad, please give us a shout, voip@southcars.com. And Pete, I will not take up any more of your show. It's an excellent program, and Brady and Rich, thanks again. I don't have any questions for you. Everybody's already asked mine, so have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. And I know I've had a lot of fun, and I think Brady has too. So back to you, Pete.
Well, thank you, Tony, and thanks for everything you do for South Cars. I'll see if anybody else is out there with questions. We're running close to 25 minutes into the second hour of the show. I'm going to slowly start to wrap things up so that everybody can get on with their lives. And I'm going to call last time for questions, either in the text box. I'll actually turn my head 90 degrees and look over at the text box. Or if you want to shout out a question, please come now. This is V2XPL in Montreal with the TNT Open Forum and the Wave Gods Podcast.
Yeah, sure. My question is, how did you guys get involved with amateur radio? What inspired you to get your license over?
Oh, hi, Anthony. Yeah, we mentioned it a little earlier, but It was actually VoIP, voice over IP. I was kind of fascinated. I had a coworker of mine showing me how he could link up to different countries with this little radio that looked like a CD, and I just was kind of in awe with that, and that's what really sparked it. And then once I started learning, I mean, I'd always been interested in electronics since I was a kid. You know, I had some of those old Radio Shack books. We still have a couple of them, Getting Started in Electronics. So I'd always been interested in it, and then once I got it was the Gordon West technician manual or whatever it was, I was just like, wow, this is for me. So it was the, somebody showing me what it could do, and then once I started reading about it and getting, a better understanding of it, I was hooked. And then I just kind of, I thought it'd be neat to talk to Brady while I was out and about on the road. So, do you have anything?
Well, yeah, and so since he was interested in it, I got interested in, we took the test on the same day, and that's why we've got our call signs KD0BJS and KD0BJT. And, we did talk to each other for a while, but you don't exactly know where you're going. But, so that's kind of how we got into the hobby, KD0BJS.
And, Rich, KD0BJT. And, Anthony, how about you? What got you in it, and how long have you been licensed? We've only been licensed for about 3 years. Go ahead.
No, we kind of haven't, because...
Okay, very good. Alpha Alpha 3 Victor Zulu. Well, I had a CB radio and got started in that. And then I was at a career day at the Overbrook School for the Blind. I think it was back in 92. And this guy Rich was there, KD2WP. He was an amateur. Well, I didn't know it at the time until I met him. At the time, he had worked at the radio reading service for the blind, which, sad to say, he's no more as of 09. And, I went over to him and met him and shook his hand, and I was telling him about having a CB, and he's like, oh, why don't you get your hand to me? I kept saying, yeah, I kept putting it off, and then the year I was graduating high school, I'm 34 now, but the year I graduated high school, I got the Niagara Falls book, and I brought it into my teacher, because my teacher knew him. She gave it to him, and he got to put it on tape for me. I studied the tapes for a while. Here I am today. So, he inspired me to get my ticket, Because, he explained to me, and then I had a scanner at the time, and I used to monitor the ham frequencies on my scanner. And I used to say to myself, man, I wish I could talk to those guys, But I've been licensed for about, 13 and a half years. And I guess, it'll be 14 years in July, about. So, my first call was N3VFE. I was a technician. Then I went to general, so then I got KD3ESA. Then I got the extra, now AA3VZ. So, it was pretty good. I'll tell you, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be on amateur radio. He kept inspiring me to get my license, and I did. So, he helped me along with it and along with it.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. That is great. Well, and I think I think most of us have somebody that took the time to show us what it was all about. So anyway, I didn't mean to circumvent you there, Pete. I think I might have broke the net etiquette. VE3XPL, here's KD0BJT. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. No, we don't have a protocol. There's nothing to break, believe me. That's very good. Well, that's excellent. Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate your input and your question. There's a little bit of noise. I'm assuming you're on an HT, or maybe you're just on the fringes of where your repeater coverage is, but every once in a while you dip down into the noise. But it's not preventing us from understanding what you're saying at all. Just thought I'd let you know. Do you have any other questions or comments for our guest tonight? Back to you, AA3 Victor Zulu from V2XPL.
No, I don't. Not at this time. I don't have any questions or comments. But I hope you guys have become members of Trap Cars, and I enjoyed a wonderful hobby. And there's a lot to be had in amateur radio, and I am on Echo Link, so... hey, if I ever have my computer up, or, you know, when I have my computer on and I'm on Echo Link, if anybody on Trap Cars sees AA3DZ, please feel free to connect to me at any time. I would love to have any amateur stations connect to me that wants to connect to me, so... Anyway, I hope you guys have a very good night, and I will catch you all later. Thank you for allowing me to take the time to explain to you guys how I got into this wonderful hobby, and thank you for taking the time to explain to me how you guys got into this hobby, and I will catch everybody later. 73 for all the South Coast family. This is Alpha Alpha 3600, Damon Anthony here, Springfield, Delaware, Pennsylvania, United States of America, and we will be...
Well, thanks to you, Anthony, Alpha Alpha 3, Victor Zulu, South Cars member Echo 0160. Wow, that's even lower than mine. You've been a member for a long time. I didn't catch that when I first looked up the call sign. Very good. And just so you know, Anthony, Rich and Brady are South Cars members. They became South Cars members a few weeks ago and have been checking in on a few of the nets. And Brady will be becoming an NCS starting this Saturday. I just learned tonight for the Pacific Coast Connection. So if you can join us this Saturday at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, I'm guessing that'll be 10 a.m. For young Brady, which isn't too bad. But if you can join us then, you'll be privileged to get the premiere of Brady on the South Cars net, which is good. And I think we've coerced Rich into trying it out too. So very good. Well, thanks for being there, Anthony. You dropped out a little bit there in the end there, dropped into the noise. But like I said, you were very, very readable. At this time, I'll make another call for anybody who wants to jump into the open forum with questions, comments for our guests, Rich and Brady. Welcome aboard. Yeah, all right, with nothing being heard and slowly going towards a record. Actually, no, our longest net actually was 3 hours long, believe it or not. And that was our Christmas Eve. Was it Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? I can't remember now the date. But we did a special Santa Claus net hosted by Mrs. Santa Claus herself, who was here spreading Christmas cheer and joy across the band. So we invited children to come on aboard and talk to Mrs. Santa so she could relay the message to Santa, who at the time was circling the globe in his sled pulled by his reindeers delivering presents. So that was very exciting. So that was our longest net. We broke all kinds of records. Kathy broke another record, of course. She's got the record for time, and she's also got the record for participation with her Valentine's Day net. So we got to get Kathy in here running the TNT more often, but I'm ranting again. That being said, we're 39 minutes into the second hour, and we're going to slowly wrap it up. I'm going to ask our illustrious guests to plug your podcast. Tell the nice people where they can find the podcast, how they access it, where they can go to download it, if they can subscribe. Give yourself a little plug there. Back over to you guys.
Okay, Pete, yeah, the podcast is Low SWR, and the site is www.lowswr.com, and, I don't know, you know, if you can, most computers, you'll be able to click on the links there for the audio. I moved the latest show up to the top of the page there. You should be able to click on that, and it should just open up in the browser window. If not, you might have to right-click it, and, you know, I don't know. I don't have the cool Flash player embedded in the website. we do things pretty low budget here. But anyway, that's the site, and, you know, we produce not too often, but anyway, every now and then. I wanted to answer a question you had earlier, Pete, about... it looks like we're getting about 400 downloads an episode, and it takes a while because, you know, again, we don't release regularly. And then I'm one of the hosts, Rich, KD0BJT.
And then I'm the other, Brady, KD0BJS.
And I have one project I wanted to mention that really is in the early stages of development. That's my NoQRN, and it's at noqrn.com. And I was trying to make basically be a page of links, but where people could contribute their audio. So if you had something you wanted to contribute, you could. Hopefully, I'll be getting a tutorial up there. I've been wanting to do that for about 6 months now. But anyway, I will get to it this year sometime. So that's something else that's going on with us. All right, back to you, Pete. KD0BJT.
Well, that's the beauty of ham radio, isn't it? It's so vast that you can spend your entire career, and this will be good for young Brady, because even if you start at such a young age, there's so many things to keep you interested. Even if the hobby stopped progressing today, you know, ham radio just stops moving forward, there would still be way too much stuff for any of us to do in a lifetime. But the beauty of it is it does keep going forward, and new technologies sprout up and new toys, and there's all kinds of, you know, there's different modes and bands and equipment, and there's so many things to do in ham radio to keep you, one, interested, two, to keep your mind active. I mean, and I think that's why we have so many senior citizens involved. And I'd heard an older gentleman at one time tell me that, if I'm not mistaken, Gordon will correct me, but I think this was Gordon told me the story about his father, that he kept active with CW specifically because it kept his mind active, and that's what ham radio does. It keeps your mind active. Even if you're, no matter what you are in life or what cards life has dealt you, there's always a way to participate in ham radio. And you know, this is obvious with organizations such as Handy Ham and the like. I think it's one of the best hobbies in the world. Before I let you guys go, you want to tell us real quick what some of your other hobbies are? Are they tech related? Do you guys ski? Do you guys shoot clay pigeons? I don't know. What else do you guys do when you're not playing ham radio?
Brady says I listen to podcasts. Yeah, I guess that's kind of a hobby for me. For me, it's computers. I really like computers, messing with computers. And, yard work. That's not really a hobby. there's not any other real specific hobbies for me. But that's, it's like you were saying earlier, you just keep active, keep doing stuff. I guess maybe my hobby is finding, you know, learning, if you will. I love just learning and, you know, finding new information. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know really. I like electronics, but that's kind of ham radio related. But, I like taking apart stuff and reading and... I do a little bit of woodworking. I'm not very good at it, but I like woodworking a little bit. Mostly electronics, which is basically ham radio, but taking apart stuff, I also like to do that.
Oh, taking apart stuff is fun. Yeah, and the woodworking, you know, we'll go outside and this is kind of where the other kids get involved too. Just build things, just making stuff. I guess that might be considered a hobby that we kind of have. It's usually, you know, like gifts and stuff like that we're making. So yeah, you know, the regular stuff. I think ham radio and computers kind of go together for a lot of people. So hope that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. I think that's don't worry about it. If you enjoy woodworking, Brady, don't worry about not being good at it. Just, you know, just keep enjoying it. If you're enjoying it, it doesn't matter if you're good at it or not, because you're having fun. So, and taking things apart, that's exactly how I got started on my hobby and my career. If you take things apart, one, you'll realize that most of the time, you know, you can't break it any more than it's already broken. If it's already broken, if you're just taking it apart to take a look inside, and that's great too. If you don't try, you'll never succeed in life. So, growing up, we didn't have a whole lot of money. My mom spent her career working for Nortel. We didn't have a lot of money. My father died when I was very young. And make a long story short, I didn't have a lot of toys growing up. My mom would bring me stuff from Nortel. You know, she worked in the parts area. She was responsible for stocking the shelves for all the electronic things that they made, phones at the time, stuff like that. So my mom would bring me things that they were going to discard, and that's exactly what I do, take apart old phones and relays and things like that. And as a result, years later, I got involved in DJing, lighting, and then that led to playing with CBs and antennas, and I still work in technology today, so I love it. You know, I have a techie job, and then I come home and I do techie stuff here too. And I'm just like you, Rich. I have an insatiable curiosity for all things. I love to learn, and that's pretty much how this open forum net got started, because I wanted to present things that I was interested in. So there you go. I would like to thank both of you for joining us tonight. We're running close to the second hour. I'm going to start winding down. I want to thank both of you for being there. I think this has been a great interview. I've had a lot of fun, and like I said, I could keep going for another 3 hours, but I won't. We'll stop it here, and we'll have to have you guys back again, especially now that you guys are part of the South Cars family. It'll be easy to get a hold of you guys, and I hope that we can keep chatting. I like I said, I very much enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have too. I would also like to invite you to use any portion or all of this podcast to include into yours if you wish to. If you want a copy of it to post to your website, I'll be happy to supply that. And if you don't, that's okay too, because it's available on my website, and that's all right. But I'll turn it back to you guys for final comments and anything else that you'd like to add before you close the net. And that doesn't stop us from hanging out after the net and chatting as well. I'm just going to shut down the official portion of the net. So mic to you guys if you have anything to add, and I guess that's it. My name's Pete, V2XPL. Mic back to you, Rich and Brady.
All right. Yeah, well, thanks, Pete, for having us, and I think we've really enjoyed it, and yeah, it's had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, so have I. So have I, and it's actually something that I've always wanted to do, interview people on our show, and we just haven't gotten around to it, but I have plenty of ideas. And I just want to thank South Cars and everyone on the net. It's a really great service that you guys have there, and the outreach program that you do is awesome. I looked at you guys have the extra class audio online there, and then there was a bunch of study material on the downloads page there. I think you had some PowerPoint presentations and stuff. So it's really awesome. All of the information that you guys are putting out there for people. All right, thanks everybody. KD0BJT.
Yeah, I have to agree. South Cars is a pretty good organization, and I think that we're certainly doing our part to promote the hobby. And you know, the group is 10,000 members strong, so that speaks for itself right there, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. The VOIP side of South Cars has only been in operation. We're in our third year, so two complete years and a bit, and it's already over 2,000 members strong. So the numbers like that kind of speak for themselves. So there you go. Well, gentlemen, I'll be more than happy to be your first interview on your podcast if you wish. There's a great resource, a great pool of resources within the South Cars community. I could recommend a whole bunch of people, some of who are connected right now, if you're looking for people to interview. There you go. All right, gentlemen, I'll let you guys go officially. I'll be sticking around for a bit if you guys want to do the same. That's okay, too. My name's Pete, Victor Echo 2 X-Ray Papa Lima. This has been the South Cars, this has been the South Cars TNT Open Forum, and it's Associated Wave Guides Podcast, and you've been listening to Rich, KD0BJT, and Brady, KD0BJS, hosts of the Low SWR Podcast. They've been our guests tonight, and I'll just pass it over to you one more time for the official farewell. Mike, over to you.
All right, very good, and yeah, I think we've had a pretty good time. So, 73s from KD0BJS Brady.
And Rich, KD0BJT. Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. 73s to you, 73s to everybody listening. Thanks for being there. Actually, before I close, I'll give you a quick rundown of what's to come on the next following weeks. Next week, March 17th, we have the triumphant return of Michael, KD0CDQ, who will be talking about ham radio, Hollywood ham, ham radio, let's go to the movies. So I'm actually very much looking forward to that presentation. Michael somehow always finds these really eclectic subjects that are fascinating that I never even would have dreamed of talking about. So I was very excited when he submitted that topic to me, and I'm very much looking forward to that. So Hollywood Ham next week on the TNT Open Forum. On March 24th, Thursday, we're going to have the second of our TNT Quirks and Quarks, the TNT Science Show. We're going to talk about tech-savvy critters, and I'm not saying any more than that. So that's on the 24th. On the 31st, we're having our open forum roundtable rag chew discussion, where we have directed topics that we throw out there, and we let everybody give their 2 cents. You know, basically we have 6 or 7 subjects in a pool of questions, and we do a round table. Everybody gives about a 60 or 90 second take and opinion on what they have to say. And April 7th will be the third and final installment of the Back to Basics presentation by KY6V, and that'll be hosted by KJ4PUJ. I will be hosting the TNT Quirks and Quarks Science Show and the Open Forum, unless somebody else wants to take my place, and in which case I'll be happy to oblige, because we're always looking for new talent. Anybody who'd like to hop into the TNT Open Forum as a co-host or onto any of our other nets, please drop us a line, VOIP@southcars.com or info@waveguides.ca. So with that, I'll say 7-3. Thanks to all of our listeners for being there. And I'll be closing the net and returning the server back to regular amateur use. This has been the TNT Open Forum. My name's Pete, B2XPL in Montreal, saying goodnight, everyone.